Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, if you were Courtney, how would you feel about all this right now?
I'd be feeling like a bad bitch.
Yikes. I'll tell you right now, I like that type of girl.
He would just like start sleep talking. He'd just be like, "Baby, that feels so good." And then he would like go back to sleep.
Of course I sleep talk a lot.
Yeah, you talk all the time.
Phil McCracken, Ophelia McHawk.
Did you get them all?
No.
Oh my God.
What's the Ophelia one again?
Ophelia McHawk.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Pop, the most award-winning show in TV history. Fact check it all day. I don't care. That's a fact. Hi, guys. How are we?
Good. How are you doing?
We're good. It's a Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday.
It feels like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday.
Tuesday leading up to a holiday weekend.
Oh, praise be. Thank God.
That's so nice.
A Friday. I literally said, I was like, "Hunter, can you believe we have Friday off?" And then I was like, "Hunter always has Friday off." So then I was like, right. All right, we're going to get started because this is a drama. Allegedly, that's how they wrote it. Scott Disick DM'd Courtney's other ex, Eunice, a picture of Courtney straddling Travis Barker saying, "Yo, is this chick okay, bro? Like, what is this? In the middle of Italy?"
Good Scott Disick impression.
I thought so. Thank you. Eunice, of course, posted the screenshot and allegedly responded, "Doesn't matter to me as long as she's happy. P.S. I ain't your bro."
Oh.
Then we have a follow-up. Travis posted a laughing screenshot from Goodfellas. If you know Courtney, which we don't, but if you were to, if you were Courtney, how would you feel about all this right now?
I'd be feeling like a bad bitch.
Thank you.
I would be feeling like a bad bitch. All my exes talking about me and DMing and, you know, everybody's. I feel like Courtney's relationship is making people feel a type of way.
Amen.
We never saw her like this with Scott.
No.
She was stressed out with Scott.
Amen.
She was stressed out, pulling her hair out. She wasn't happy. She was crying. He was breaking glasses all the time, shoving money into waiters' mouths, having bad behavior. She was so
iconic,
embarrassed. You remember
iconic
that?
Iconic mentions. Holy
Morgan's like, "That was good behavior."
Yeah. I am so polite. Anyway, don't get me started on this bullshit.
Yeah, it's good to see. I'm happy to see her happy. And what I found is when somebody is usually happy and minding their business, people find a way to hate on it.
100%.
Yeah. Oh, I think he's bummed. For one, she's dating the guy from Blink-182. Already cool enough. Two, Scott Disick used to cry to Adam's song. Guaranteed. We all did. For sure. Three, I'm just embarrassed for Amelia Hamlin right now. Could you imagine being her?
I know.
Walking into fifth period and all of her friends being like, "Did you?"
Coming in so
hot.
No. Okay, so the must mention, because I want to make sure we get it, we have reached out to all sides and nobody has responded. And back to this being alleged, I think Scott sent the message. All right. And the hit the fan on last night's Bachelor in Paradise. I know you guys watched. Mari confided in Demi that she liked Kenny but wanted to explore her options. So Demi quickly tried to snag Kenny for herself, which Mari did not handle too well.
I know that you spent a very important birthday in quarantine, and I wanted to make it a little special for you. So, got you a birthday cake.
Demi is not what Kenny is looking for. Maturity-wise, she's definitely not what he wants. I'm mad as hell about it. She thinks I'm just gonna sit aside and let her continue to do this.
Not taking
she's
the
got
cake.
Another thing coming.
No,
piece of that damn cake.
I wanted a piece of the cake. It looked good.
That's
all right.
That's really
I mean, this is the question. Did Demi break girl code?
I mean, are we really fighting over a dude who has two stars tattooed on his, you know, on his stomach?
Like, by the way, this is so the opposite of anybody.
Are we sure he's on the right show? Isn't Boy Island available?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Look, I'm
not throwing cakes away for a man with stars on his stomach.
And it really did look moist, that cake. I wanted a piece of that cake. It did. It was chocolatey.
Oh, God, you know, I hate that word.
Moist?
Oh.
Everyone hates moist. People hate moist nipples.
Oh.
What? Like moist and nipples, not moist nipples. Oh. It's breaking girl code, in my opinion. It's f***ed up. Well, what do you think about that? She told her something. She turned around.
Yeah.
She just proved to be that kind of bitch. I don't like that kind of girl.
Yeah, I feel that.
And in her face, she did it in a way that this other girl wronged her.
She gaslit her a little, for sure.
More than a little.
Yeah, she definitely was trying to get a reaction. She got it.
I got so upset when she got up. I was like, sit down, sit down, sit
down.
Yeah,
I'll tell you right now, I like that type of girl. I think a lot of guys, especially a guy with two stars tattooed on his, you know, right above his wiener, that guy gets bored in relationships pretty easily. This girl's gonna keep him entertained.
Mm. Also, it's just so funny how guys fall for things so quickly. She brought you one cake for 2 seconds,
right.
And then he walked away from her. Like, this is just so lame. So lame. He basically followed her out.
This is exactly what we expected from Bachelor in Paradise.
It's so true.
They're delivering exactly what we thought they would.
Amen. They really are. Ugh. All right, okay, we're moving on. The only thing weirder than how Shawn Mendes pees in the ocean is what he does in bed.
Oh.
All right, Camila Cabello was on the Late Late Show and revealed why he's a freak in the sheets.
I would be like reading or something and he would just like start sleep talking and it would scare the out of me because he'd just be like, baby, that feels so good. And then he would like go back to sleep. That is the first thing he ever said when he slept talking, by the way. I don't know, I was
he
like,
said, baby, that feels so good.
I don't know. I was like, thank you. I'm not really doing anything right now.
Okay.
You know what? He's a lot nicer when he sleep talks than I am. That's not the I say.
What do you say?
There was one night where I apparently got up and there was a lady in the bed with me.
A lady?
Someone I was committed to.
Okay.
I stood up in bed apparently and I said, they're coming. And then she goes, who's coming? And I went back to bed.
Oh, that's
Could you imagine a bigger nightmare?
She goes, I left.
She's like, I was freaking out for like 2 hours after that. You've never been with a guy who sleep talked?
I sleep talk.
You do?
Shocking. Yeah. No,
what do you
one time I actually
about?
Got up and like ran into the bathroom and screamed and then went back to bed.
Oh.
But this was at a girlfriend's house in the 8th grade and we always talk about it. I sleep talk a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Has
of
Jordan
course
called,
I sleep talk a
but
lot.
But has Jordan called? Yeah, you talk all the time. Has Jordan called it out?
What? Has Jordan what?
Has Jordan called it out? Like, has he been like, hey, you slept talk last night?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What does he say you talk about?
Just like random, like, I'll just like be like mumbling. I don't know specific. I sleep talk all the time.
You know, she's like, she didn't follow me back yet. She didn't follow me back.
Do you sleep talk at all?
No, I don't think so. I sleep snore.
Do you? I feel like snoring is inconsistent. I feel like I go through phases of snoring.
I think I just, you know, I've woken myself up sometimes.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
like,
a funny moment.
You know, you're just like, oh, I do snore because I've denied it for many, many years. And then I was like, oh, maybe every now and then it's like with light, you know, just like a light seasoning snore. Just like.
And fans are continuing to poke fun at Drake over his new album cover. It features rows of pregnant emojis. Mm. Everyone from Lil Nas X to Dr. Phil has spoofed the artwork. All right. Okay, Nina, Drake fan?
Yes.
I loved the album cover. What are your thoughts on it?
I don't know if this is the actual album cover. I think he's teasing.
Teasing the album.
The album. I don't think this is the actual album cover. But I think what he's saying is there's going to be a lot of, you know, baby-making music coming. That's what I think he was insinuating by this.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
I thought it was a Nick Cannon family portrait at first.
Yeah.
I was like, where did he get that?
It'll be a nice fall album for everybody.
Yes.
But I'm here for it. I can't wait.
Little pumpkin spice latte.
And he's already releasing lyrics from the album that you can post, and people are already reposting it.
Yeah.
Okay. Caption worthy.
He's the caption king.
He is the caption. There's things from Drake songs from like 10 years ago that I'm like,
use.
I'm literally still
I just
like,
use a Drake
use
caption.
Use it all the time.
Do you guys ever put Drake on as like your sexy music in the house, like when you're with somebody? Because I know that that's like, I don't really do that either.
No.
It's a little too known.
I don't don't do the music. I think the music thing is corny.
I've never been. I have music playing in the house all the time, but it's never like it's more ambiguous. Like older, like it's not.
When I clean the house. I do music.
Yeah.
You guys don't play music when you're making love?
No.
Oh
Who
God,
needs to make love?
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess we do it differently.
Yeah. What do you play? What do you listen to?
I like to do like alternative R&B, kind of like
alternative R&B.
Yeah,
what's
like
alternative R&B,
like the Brockhamptons and stuff. Kind of a little bit more modern. Jaden Smith, some of his stuff. Like very young
God,
people.
Get another block on the show because we're gonna listen to the whole playlist. A little Jaden. He lost me at Jaden Smith.
I know. He's got some good nowadays.
We have to take a break, but coming up, we might have heard the craziest excuse for having an affair, and where it comes from is even crazier. That's next.
Oh.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
An inspired school board prank has been trending on Twitter.
This is my favorite thing right now.
Is it?
Oh, I love it.
Oh my God. All right. Well, good. I'm glad we're talking about it. Somehow during a roll call, the person running the meeting was tricked into reading a list of dirty fake names. Mm.
Phil McCracken. Phil McCracken. Sulk. Sook. Mahidic. Sook. Mahidic. Ophelia McHawk. Ophelia McHawk. Eileen Dover. Eileen Dover.
Oh, I just got it.
Don Kiedick.
What's Don Kiedick?
Don Kiedick.
Donkey.
Wayne Kerr.
Did you get them all?
No.
Oh my God. I always think like, who would actually fall for this?
Me.
You would.
I would read every name. I would read every name. What was the Ophelia one?
Ophelia McHawk. So it's Phil McHawk. Never read the name Mick Hawk.
Yeah.
If there's ever a hawk after a k, it's bad.
Or Sook.
Sook Midik. Sook Midik.
You don't get that one?
I get it now after you've told me.
What if Morgan, like, isn't, it's not the names that's confusing. What if she doesn't know what Feel McC means or Sook Midik means?
Genuinely was like, why is he still reading this? He doesn't get it.
What's the Ophelia one again? I'm so
Ophelia McC. Phil McC.
You belong on this board.
Also, Morgan could just be pranking us into saying them over and over again.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like this dude has had a kick me sign on his back for the last like 3 years, and nobody's told him.
How are they not dying laughing? Like, were they all?
No one realized because they don't ever. They never think that this is going to.
Ophelia McHawk.
Also, who's he talking to? Nobody's
Ophelia
there.
Ophelia McHawk.
There's no one in the audience.
Eileen Dover. Eileen Dover.
I think I watched this probably like
Don
10 times
Kiedick.
Last night. It was so funny.
Donkey. I get it. I get it. You have to hear him. You have to hear him a few times, but I get it now.
You have to hear him a few times, have them broken down for you by your co-host, and then it's clear. That's good.
Well, either way, Bart Simpson would be proud. Bart Simpson would be proud.
Amanda Hugginkiss.
The new season of American Horror Story is out now on FX. It's about a family that moves to a creepy beachside town. Ooh. But if this happened during your first 48 hours, are you staying?
Get the f*** out of here. F*** out of this town. They're munch on your balls.
All right, Karen. That's enough crazy for one day. Go outside and scream in a tree or the bay or something.
Oh, no,
Jesus.
Babe.
Karen, get out, okay? You're not allowed to die in here.
Go f*** yourself. Get out of this town. Get out.
First of all, you come up on me in a store like that, looking like that. We're not even gonna. There's no conversation to be had.
No. Nope.
You're not running up on me like that. But I'm not quite. quite sure why they were taking a stroll through the cemetery. I don't know what afternoon loveliness they were trying to get by. You go into the cemetery, you're gonna come out with problems.
Right.
That's my thinking. I was watching the show Lucifer last night on Netflix.
Oh, damn.
And I was like, you know what? I'm not even gonna play with this.
Really?
One episode. I was like, yeah.
No, not for you.
I'm not gonna play with it.
People love him though right now. He's like an icon, the main actor from it.
He's an icon?
Girls love him. And I'm like, do you not understand why you like him? It's a little odd. You need a little God in your life.
Oh, okay. That
could be,
it's such a popular show, I thought I'd give it a try. But even with that, I was like, there's just things I don't like to play with.
Too dark?
Yeah.
Too dark?
No, it wasn't dark at all.
Lucifer.
Oh, okay,
No, it wasn't dark.
Just but about Satan.
It's just a lot of devil talk. Satan.
No devil talk. We don't want to.
I don't know what I expected watching a show like Lucifer.
Yeah, they kind of gave it away.
There you go.
They did give it away.
It's my own fault.
They did give it away.
Okay, well,
all right, and hold on to your paintbrush. Bob Ross, you guys may have had an affair. The shock. All right, a new Netflix documentary about his life covers those rumors, and we love how much his buddy has his back.
There was an affair between my father and Annette, yes.
When we were at the early trade shows in the 80s, we'd go pick them up for dinner, and they'd come out of the same little hotel room and all that. We knew there was funny things going on there.
Not funny things.
This was back in the 70s.
No, 80s, honey. We weren't with Weber till 80.
It was, everybody was sleeping with everybody else. But,
okay, let's get back to
you. You know, you can cut that out, but that's the way it was.
This is literally, this is my mom and dad when she's like, that's not right, Herbert, that's not right.
This is any old married couple. I love that they left it in the show.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
He has no idea how a documentary crew works.
He's like, cut that out. I'm so obsessed with this. Everybody is talking about this documentary.
Everybody. I want to watch it.
I have a genuine feeling that almost everybody we love, like every icon from our childhood, everything, except for Mr. Rogers, had a f***ed up history.
You think?
Like, nobody's perfect, you know?
I agree.
But Mr. Rogers, we can admit, was perfect.
Okay, except for the fact where he was an assassin. I like that rumor. I just want to, you know, I just, I don't know.
Did I not know that?
There was a rumor that he was an assassin for the government.
That's why he took his shoes off when he went into the house.
I'm just saying. Neighborhood.
Look at how we're doing.
He had to go into this imaginary land to decompress from killing all them people.
Wow.
Just saying.
And then Bob Ross is
killer.
Bob Ross's finger painting on the weekends.
He was doing something with them fingers.
Yeah, he was.
Jesus.
I'm going to Google Bob Ross's sign on this commercial break. We have to take another one, but coming up, a crazy new way to look at cheating that just might get you out of trouble or might get you killed. Unpopular opinions is next. Social media gives everyone a platform to share their thoughts, terrifying, and luckily for us, a lot of these are super bad takes. It's time for Unpopular Opinions! Yeah! Now, I thought we could all agree that cheating is wrong, but apparently this woman has a different opinion when it comes to having an affair.
Realizing that no one can cheat on you. It's about understanding that you have no possession over nobody. Nobody belongs to you. They did not cheat on you. They cheated on themselves. They have no loyalty to themselves. Stop making everything about you.
I just love the idea of some guy seeing this video.
Yeah. I'm saying.
Getting in trouble
right?
by cheating on his wife and then going to her, hey, I didn't cheat on you. I cheated on me.
Exactly. She just gave a lot of men some excuses.
Yeah, but I do like this idea that, like, because I think people take breakups and cheating, especially cheating, really hard. And it hurts their life for so long a lot of time. And it's nice to think about, like, you couldn't control that person.
Right.
That person should have ownership over your feelings. I actually like it in terms of that.
Right.
I just think it's getting misconstrued by so many people watching it.
I think it also is hard when the person doesn't look anything like you. Like, if you were with a girl and she cheated, you know, with, like, I don't know, what's your opposite? Big and black? I don't know. What's your opposite?
That's what I like. So the opposite would be... Oh, but the opposite of me.
Yeah, like if she cheated with a guy that looked nothing like
you. Oh, like a dude with the tiniest...
Yes! If she cheated with a little man, you'd be mad, right?
I'd be like, what was wrong? What's so wrong, you know?
There's some people, like, there's nothing you can do to look like them. You know what I mean? And then that's, I think, where a lot of insecurity, like, this is not...
But what if they cheated with somebody that looked exactly like you? I feel like That's weirder.
Lord, I would hate that.
No.
That's weird. Ooh.
God, not to end well, on such a downer. Yeah, we're so positive and uplifting.
This is a segment called Unpopular Opinions.
This is true. Ooh, that made me feel so much more comfortable to go out into the world.
Yeah, we got that.
Next. It's time for an argument that's been going strong for 30 years. This fan had serious opinions over the end of Titanic.
I wholeheartedly believe that no matter what age you are, no matter what your race is, your sexual orientation, your religion, you can be anyone. And we can all come together and agree that Rose is a murderer. I said it. Rose from the Titanic is a murderer.
That is, you know, a very talked about side to the story is that they both could have fit on that door.
It's a big ass door.
It was big.
It was a big door.
It's a big door. And Leonardo DiCaprio in the 90s, maximum weighed 90 pounds.
True.
Have you actually watched Titanic?
I have watched Titanic.
You have?
Yeah. I loved it.
You did?
The documentary, which one are we talking about? No, I watched it. Yeah. They're trying to get out of the cage when they're in the under part, it was very sad.
Oh, that was traumatic.
Do you think I would have ever started painting had it not been for the scene of painting Rose naked on the couch?
That's what like stuck in your head, wasn't it?
I was like, they'll undress for this? sign me up. And then I watched the Bob Ross documentary and now I'm all over again. I don't know what to do.
All right. Finally, taking the high road is not for everybody, especially Hunter. This woman shared her opinion that there's only one way to handle being hurt by someone.
Okay, so here's my unpopular opinion. I'm not going to be the bigger person. If you do something to me to purposely hurt me, insult me, belittle me, or degrade me, you go low, I go to hell. It's really that simple.
Is this an unpopular opinion, or is it better to just be petty? Why do we always need to rise above when people are disrespectful to us?
That's a good question. I've been struggling with that lately. Like, are you the bigger person? Does the bigger person make you happier? Or does being the bigger person make you stifle how you feel?
Whoa, this is unlocking a lot for me, so that's a very triggering question.
I know.
I just think that's a very loaded question. Like, I think for me, overreacting and giving into the emotion to something that's probably beneath that level of reaction, I always regret and wish I had just stayed the course. But of course, swallowing it is stifling, and it is difficult a lot of times.
In a relationship, I stifle everything. Yeah. oh my God. But the good news is, I'm fine. You know? It's good.
Have you found your new therapist yet?
No. Apparently, he told a lot of them, like a lot of the other therapists in the networks, to not work with me.
I'm gonna get my therapist to recommend someone for you. If you that up though, and she stops seeing me.
What I'm saying, girl. Yeah. I don't know if you want to go that route.
Yeah. We know this is an unpopular opinion, but that is all the time we have tonight. You guys, I know.
Just getting good.
All right, make sure you set those DVRs, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.